I am so thankful that we have a Savior that we can pray to. Lying awake at night, thinking of things beyond my control, ready to give up the fight, weary and tired of carrying the load. I know there's nothing more I can do or say, and God says give it to me. Then I whisper a prayer that only He hears, and I rest peacefully. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. Troublesome days seem so long, I can't help but wonder when they'll end. I know I'm supposed to be strong, but sometimes I think I'll never win. That's when He tells me, "You won't without me," but in my strength alone. And when I begin to trust more in Him, I can sing a song. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your blessings. Father, for Your goodness and mercies. And Father, we just thank You this morning that as we come and we gather up, and though we be few in number, that You still hear and You answer prayer this morning, and that we still have access to the throne room of grace, that place that we go to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. And we ask this morning for these needs, these requests. You've heard them called out, those on our prayer list, those in our prayer book, those that's been mentioned by name, unspoken requests, even upon our heart now, things that Father, we know that You need to move, and sometimes we don't even know how to ask or what to ask, but Father, You know the situations, You know the needs this morning, and we just ask You to touch and to move, to minister, to heal, to help, and pray that You just go with us this morning, each and every one, as we go through this service. Have Your hand upon us, bless us, keep us, and Father, we'll just thank You for all that You do and have done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Amen. Have your Bibles this morning. Amen. Psalms chapter 119 and verse number 89. Verse number 89. It says, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to Thine ordinances, for all are Thy servants. Unless Thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget Thy precepts, for with them Thou hast quickened me. I am Thine, save me, for I have sought Thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the Word of God, and we just ask you to help us today, Father, to be an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to our hearts and help us that we might speak your Word that others might hear and receive, Father, and that we could be blessed and helped this morning. We just ask you for your hand upon us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I guess you could say our theme verse this morning here out of these, because I want to preach to you on the thought that thy word is truth. God's word is truth. And verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." I'm going to tell you something. Forever is a long time. Forever is a long time. And he said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." There is a lot that's going on in our world today. There's many uncertainties in our world. Some things that, you know, we don't know which way it's going, what it's going to be when we get up in the morning. But we can be encouraged that God's word is forever settled, and not one word of God's word is going to fail. And so in verse 89, we find a rock that we can stand on. We find there an anchor that we can hold on to. That is God's word, because God's word is not fickle. It's not uncertain. It's settled. It's determined. It's fixed. It's sure. It's unmovable. God's word. You see, man's word and man's teachings, they change so often that there's nothing that we can say, boy, that's settled. And I just think of things, just for an example, things that I've heard back years ago that they said, you don't need to eat that because it's bad for you. Amen. And then 10 years later, they'll tell you, but that's what you need to be eating because we've discovered that it's good for you. And then 5 years later, they say, well, you need to eat it in moderation. A little bit won't hurt you, but don't do too much. And see, that's man, things changing. Man's thinking, man's way of doing things changes with the times. Amen. Listen, men don't think in 2026 like they did in 1986. Certainly not in 1900. Well, things changed. And folks say, well, you know, times has changed. And they have. Well, they've changed. And so you've got to change. Listen, some things may change, but truth does not change. It does not matter if it's 1900, amen, or if it's 2026. Truth does not change. God does not change His mind or His word. He don't have to go back and reevaluate His word because things and the times are changing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you, and I believe if you're honest with you, you probably have to say the same thing. I've had to back up sometimes some things that I've thought and said, and I've had to reevaluate. Amen. But God never has. He don't have to. He's not had to reevaluate His words, because His words have remained the same. And in these verses, it lets us know that beginning in verse 89, that God's word is thick, and that God, not only does His word not change, but amen, God does not change. He's the same. God is. He's the same. And to have a place of reference, and you know, that's what we need. I remember here, it's been over a year ago now, when the surveyor come out there to survey Cody's land. You know what he did? He began, and I was there because Cody couldn't be there, and we went through them woods, and you know what he was looking for? He was looking for a point of reference. He knew there were some markers there, and he knew about where they were, but he was looking for those markers, those points of reference that had been placed. And amen, I'm thankful today. It don't matter what happens.
where we go. Amen. God has given us in His Word some a point of reference that is the truth. And amen. We can judge everything by the truth of God's Word. We don't like to do that sometimes, because if this is the truth of God's Word, we want to get close. We want to start over here. But amen, that's not the problem. Amen. God's standard, His Word is truth. And it tells us so here in verse 89 that Thy Word is settled in heaven. Now I'm going to tell you something that I didn't look this up, didn't even think about it just now, but I don't know how many different versions of the Bible that you can get today. You can get a bunch. You can get a whole bunch of them. And amen, we have to be careful with even different versions of the Bible, because they're all not the same. I mean, some folks have even printed their own. It's got a lot of the same stuff in it, but at key points, they just kind of change a few things around. And listen, man can do that. You can get you a book and you can read it and you can change it and call it your Bible if you want to. But listen, God's Word is settled in heaven. Amen. It's not going to change. He has settled it. Amen. Once and all, He said, not only is it settled in heaven, but in verse 90, we go down through these verses and He says, Thy faithfulness abides to all generations. God's faithful. God's been faithful to me. God's been just as faithful to me as He's been to my daddy. Amen. He's been just as faithful to me as He has been to my granddaddy. Amen. To my great-granddaddy. God, He's been faithful. He said to all generations. He's been just as faithful to me as He was to Abraham. Amen. He's been just as faithful to you as He was to Abraham. And you know what else? Amen. There's some things that I got concerns about, but I know that God is going to be faithful to my children and to my grandchildren. And if God gives a time when I'm dead and gone from this world, God's still going to be faithful. Amen. Amen. To every generation, and His Word is going to be true. We can count on God being faithful. And He says there in verse, Thy faithfulness unto all generations, Thou hast established the earth. He's established the earth. And there is here an analogy between the Word of God and the works of God. And specifically in this, that they both are constant, they are fixed, they are unchanging. God's Word, which established this world, is the same Word that keeps this world. Now we are to take care of and be good stewards of what God has given unto us, but make no mistake, the world abides today because, amen, of God's Word. In the beginning, God said, amen, and everything still abide. Amen, it's still doing what God created it to do. Yes, sin has entered, and boy, it moans and it groans, anticipating and waiting the day that this curse is lifted. Amen, sin is done away with forever, but amen, but the earth still abides. Amen, because it's being kept by God. He's established it and He keeps it. He says in verse 91, listen to this, He tells us there that all creation is God's servant, and they continue. All of creation, they continue this day according to Thy ordinances, for all are Thy servants. The earth, the world, everything that God has created by His Word, it continues. What is it doing? We sang the song a while ago, trust and obey, for there's no other way. You know what creation's doing? Amen. In a sense, it's trusting and obeying. Amen. Every day that it just gets up, the sun comes up like it's supposed to, the stars, the moon, amen, they just trusting and obeying. God set them in motion. He keeps them by His Word. And it says they all are God's servants. And so they obey that Word, and thus they answer to the purpose and the design that God created them to be. Amen. The world, the servants, they're both continue their God's servants, and so they continue. The sun continues in its purpose. It's still coming up. The wind still blows. It all continues. It's obeying God. Both great things and small things pay homage to God. There's no Adam. Those Adams that, you know, I ask, boy, how many Adams can you fit on the head of a pin? They tell me it's a bunch. I ain't never seen one. Amen. I've seen some models and everything, but the Adams and all that God made, but none of them escape God's rule. But you know what? Man has been trying to escape God's rule. What appealed to Adam and Eve there in the garden when that serpent spoke to Eve? God knows that you'll be like Him. I can do my own thing. I can be my own God. Amen. The old devil will tell you you can, but let me tell you what, you can't. Because men kick and fight against the rule and the law of God. They want to break loose from serving God. But amen. But all we have to do is look at the world abides today, because it continues as God intended it to be. It's all His servants, and it still abides. And yet we go kicking and screaming, amen, trying to get out from under God's law and God's rule. And amen, and what God wants us to do, He wants us to abide. He wants us to be everything that we can be. And amen, He wants us to be what He's created us to be. Verse number 92 speaks there, but for God's law, we would have already perished. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine afflictions. The psalmist, he said, except by the grace of God and God's law and what God's done. You know, I think of the song Amazing Grace. It's grace that's brought me safe thus far, and it's grace that's going to lead me home. You see, he looked and he saw a creation, and creation is, it's all God's servants, and it still abides. It's answering to God's purpose. And the psalmist looked at his own self and he said, except for the word of God, the laws of God, the precepts of God, he said, I would have already perished. I would have perished. I wouldn't be here. Amen. Neither would I be here this morning except for the grace of God and for the Word of God and the laws of God. And I thought about it, and I thought about what He said in the previous verse about creation. And I thought about what He said about Himself, except for God's Word. But He said of creation, what did He say it was doing? It's still abiding. What's it doing? It's obeying. It's answering every day to its purpose. And boy, I thought about that for just a minute. And I thought as I was sitting at my desk, what if all of a sudden the law of gravity rebelled? What if all of a sudden the law of gravity rebelled against God? Amen. We'd all hit the ceiling. Some of us make a little bit bigger holes than others, but we'd all hit the ceiling. Law of gravity. But what would happen? It would turn the world upside down. Amen. Because the law ceased. What God's intent and God's purpose, if it ceased, things would change. The consequences would be, we can't imagine. Imagine if in what is called just the standard model of our universe, if just one participle in our universe ceased to exist, what would happen? If just one, everything that we know, the world as we know it, would cease to be. Why? Because one participle rebelled against God's intended purpose. And yet man rebels time and time again against God's law and God's word. And we wonder why we're in the mess that we're in. Why that we're in the mess. We can look and we can see, boy, if it happened in nature, It would be disastrous. The world as we know it wouldn't even exist. But yet in men's own lives, they rebel constantly against God's Word, and then they want everything to work out well. Amen. That's not how it works. That's not how it is. You see, it's because of God's law. He said that I don't perish. And see, what does the Bible tell us about the judgment of God? What's God going to judge man according to? His Word. It's going to be well or not well with our soul based on the Word of God. We're going to answer to the Word of God. Creation has been answering to the Word of God ever since the beginning of time, and it still abides. And man is going to answer according to the Word of God, and it's going to determine whether or not we abide in heaven or hell. Amen. How we answer according to the Word of God. He said, "But for God's law I would have already perished." Verse 93, he said, "I will remember your word, for it is by your word that I have been quickened and made alive." Amen. The very word of God. God spoke the word and life happened. Somewhere, if you're a Christian, God called your name. Amen. And life happened. He breathed life, spiritual life into us. Just as he walked to the tomb of Lazarus, and he said, as he stood there at Lazarus' tomb, and he said, "Lazarus, come forth."
Amen, amen.
Amen. What happened? That which was dead was made alive. He quickened him. He made him alive. And amen, the psalmist says, amen, it's because of God's word. Amen, he quickens us. He makes us alive. Because of that word, I will never forget that by thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. God uses his word, quicken, to make alive. That's why it's important. Amen. For us to read, to know the Word of God. He says in verse number 94, he said, "I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts." Boy, it's good to be able to call on God and to pray and say, "God, I've been obedient. I've been walking where you'd have me to walk. I've sought your precepts. God, help me. God, save me." Because you see, since God saved me, amen, since Christ came into my heart and my life, there's still been many times and many places like Peter that I had to say, "Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me." And amen, and He's delivered, he kept, and amen, and it's good to be his because he comes. But listen, verse number 95, it tells us this. It said, the psalmist said, "The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies." The devil roars and he tries to move us from the truth of God's word. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But the psalmist said, "The wicked, they have come upon me." Boy, they've been lying in wait trying to get me, trying to find an opportunity. And you know, when the old devil finds an opportunity to get us, he's looking, he's waiting. And just as he come to Jesus there in the desert, and he spoke to Jesus and Jesus kept answering. How did he answer him? He answered him by the Word of God.
Amen.
But see, what the enemy tries to get us to do is he tries to get us out of the way and get us to veer over here away from the truth of God's Word, from that mark, that constant that we know. And if he can get us away, but the psalmist said, "They're lying in wait for me. They're looking to destroy me." But he said, "I'm hanging on. I'm seeking your precepts."
Amen.
Curse God and die, Job's wife said. But Amen. I may die, but I'm going to die right here hanging on to the truth of God's Word.
Amen.
I may lose everything that I got in this world, and I may not have anything to show for it. Amen. When they tote me out, amen, he said, "Naked I came in this world. If that's how I leave, amen, that ain't got anything, that'll be all right. But you're going to find me. I'm going to be hanging on to the pole. I'm going to be hanging on to the truth of God's Word." Psalmist said, that's where I'm going to be. Whatever happens, I'm going to stay right here. God help us to stay with the truth. No matter what happens, what the enemy throws. Amen. If we'll stay with the truth, amen, the old devil can't do but so much. Amen. He can war and he can do and things that don't always go right. But if we'll stay with the truth, amen, truth will encourage us. Truth will help us. Truth will save us. He said in verse 96, he said, I have seen the end of perfection. I have seen the end of all perfection. But thy commandment is exceeding broad. You see, he said, I've seen the end of perfection, of all perfection. And what he saw was that there is no perfection in man. It's not there. Now in studying, I read, and Spurgeon said this, and maybe you've seen some of these folks, but Spurgeon said, some men see no end to their own perfection, but this is because they are perfectly blind. They see no end to their perfections because they are perfectly blind. But see, you know where perfection is found? Perfection is found in the law of God, in the Word of God. He said of the law of God, of the Word of God, he said, but your commandments, they are exceedingly broad. This is the perfection, the law of God. That's the perfection. Where did we see perfection? We saw perfection in Jesus. You know how many of God's words and laws that he broke? None. Amen. He walked. He walked in the broad way of the perfection of the Word of God. And there was no sin in him. Amen. There was nothing in him. I find no fault in him at all. Why? Because he did not stray from the command and from the Word of God. He stayed with it from start to finish in the perfections. Amen. And you know what? He abides forever and ever. He is King this morning, and he always will be, because he's always been abiding in the Word of God. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, he was the Word. He was the Word. God's Word is where the perfection is at. Living according to God's Word. Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. But he answered and said. Now this is Jesus speaking right here. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We should be living our lives according to the Word of God. The Word of truth. That is should be our principle. That is our gold standard. The Word of God. And we should be living by the very Word of God. The universe itself is still serving God today just as it did in the beginning, and it abides. Okay, I mean, the sun's still coming up. Listen, with all that man has done, the world's still working. It's still going. I had never got up one time and thought, I hope that the world don't spin off its axis today. I've worried a lot of times, you know, about my young boy. I hope they make it home tonight. I hope everybody's safe. I ain't never went to bed and thought, you know what, I hope sun rises tomorrow. I hope it don't forget to come up. Because it's been doing that. I do pray, God, to help us to walk in your ways, because I've seen men, women, boys and girls, I've seen them stray from the ways of God. And I've seen what chaos that it can bring in lives. I looked at people and I heard a preacher one time talking about a teenager that was about 17 years old. And he said, how in the world did you get in such a mess in such a short time? How's it happen? Boy, when we leave the principles of God's Word, when we leave God's Word and we go at things our way, when we rebel against God's Word, I wonder this morning, are we free to do and to be all that God intended us to be? A lot of things is said about freedom. Freedom. Folks talk about freedom, and most time when they talk about freedom, here's what they talk about. They talk about, I want to be free to do whatever I want to do. bar nothing. But you know, here's what freedom is. Freedom is to be everything that you was intended to be. Freedom. Freedom. And the only way we can ever be everything we were intended to be is to walk in the ways and the law of God. If not, you know what? We'll be kind of like the law of gravity has rebelled, and boy, we'll be off out yonder. We'll be bouncing off everything. We won't have anything. Won't be settled. Life will be upside down. Some years ago, some musicians noted that the errand boys that went around and went through the streets of London, they all whistled, but they all whistled out of tune. And they discussed and they wondered, how come they whistle out of tune? Every single one of them whistling out of tune. They ain't got that tune right. And one of them spoke up and he said, well, you know, the chimes at Westminster, something's wrong with one of the chimes and it's out of tune. And them boys been listening to that bell ringing and chiming. And you know what they was whistling? They was whistling what they heard. They was whistling the tune. But amen, it wasn't the right tune. They were out of tune because the bell was out of tune. And they were unconsciously copying that they were hearing. So it is in this life. We often, too many times, more times than we like to admit, we borrow thoughts and things and copy those that we are around and things that we hear and we see in this world. But this morning, God has given us His Word. And I want to tell you what God's Word is this morning. As we stand together this morning, God's Word is the absolute perfect pitch to live by. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. If you have a prayer need this morning, while we wait just a minute this morning, if you desire prayer, you come and we'll pray. Whatever the need this morning.